This Fifi Dave Bevan Byron catch-up is free from import duty and GST. And so is the range of imported goods like perfume and alcohol available when you shop duty-free at Melbourne Airport.
Lots of workplaces, and schools for that matter, have monitors. You might have the fire monitor or the kitchen monitor.
Nerd.
here at the radio station and part of this show, guys, you all know that I wear a different cap from time to time.
You take every cap, mate.
the cap that I haven't need to wear for a while, Dave, and you remember there was a spate of these probably 12 months ago, but I am going to pop on my plague monitor cap because, guys, we have another plague on our hands. Whoa, Byron, that's really intense.
Well, it's just an alarm.
That's a bit
much. That's all of them.
It's for the plague.
It's too many.
That's too many.
No, people will be genuinely alarmed now. Because one of my favourite plagues, you remember the great spider plague about 6 months ago that was terrifying?
Never happened.
Particularly out in the far eastern suburbs?
Didn't happen.
It did. Dave, we had people call in from all over Boronia, Bayswater, up in the Dandenongs. And then there was the snake.
Yeah, some people see spiders.
Yeah, and then there was the snake plague.
Oh, who could forget that?
Got Samuel L. Jackson involved.
That
he hated that
an
one.
Emergency.
Well, wait for it. And unfortunately, guys, it is within our midst here in South Melbourne. Mice plague. Guys, the mice are up and about. There is a mouse plague in Melbourne. Mm.
Do we need to get the good Favola in? Does Jason Favola need to come through and exterminate some of these?
Well, rent-a-kill fame.
He's lost his number one rating. He's down to number three at the moment, so might get some more sales.
Maybe that's what came associated with us, though. That's not good.
This now sounds like a setup, like Jason's let all these mice out so we can get more work.
So let me give you some background, guys. I know you're wanting to know how this happened.
He just sent me dollar signs.
Jason's texting Feb.
Spring apparently was very conducive to the breeding of mice. Now, what's happened is, so they're all breeding back in spring, having their babies.
Oh, those dirty little
colder weather is bringing them all inside. So we're having mice everywhere. Now, it's a bit difficult for me to have my plague monitor cap on because, I'll be honest, I don't mind a mouse. I've never minded a mouse. I remember even growing up when my mum would scream because a mouse ran through the kitchen. I'm fine. I'm
okay,
fine.
Good,
with that.
Good. You're tough.
I'm going to have to stop you there. They're not Disney characters. Like they are vermin with disease.
But they're cute. They're not rats. Now, I don't like a rat. If I saw a rat, scarfing across my kitchen floor.
Would you know the difference?
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You're not Dr. Brown. You're not a vet.
Mice are the cute little ones. They're just cuter.
They're cute.
Yes.
In cartoons.
Ratatouille? Oh, no, that was a rat. That was a rat.
Pretty sure that's a rat.
Quite like Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
Another rat.
Splinter? All right. He's a rat.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I feel like your whole thing about this being a plague is being undermined at the moment. Now we're talking about cartoon characters.
Well, here's the thing. You read these headlines, and then I personally haven't seen a mouse. As I just said, I'm not against having a mouse in my house.
Right.
But 131060, are we in the midst of a plague, Melbourne? Do you have mice in your house? Do you have an inordinate amount of mice? More than usual?
Okay, let's see if there's anything in this.
I mean, hands up in the studio. Anyone have a mouse in their house?
Oh, well, no. First, I'll ask the question. Does anyone live in a skip? Do you live in a skip? If you live in a skip, there's probably some mice around.
See, you're making fun of this. This is a plague and it is taking over our city. Melbourne, do you have mice?
The big fella, Jace, just said, if you need your plague fix, come at me, Melbourne. Rent a kill.
It's the fox.
Come at me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're in the grip of a plague.
Come on.
Is it... Well, what, Byron? I have gravitas in news. I was a former newsreader at some stage in Traralgon.
She's like the president in Independence Day. From her.
Mice are gripping Melbourne. They're flooding houses, businesses. They're everywhere.
They're not taking your job. No one's going to turn up today at their desk and find a rat with a headpiece on at their computer going, oh, no, sorry, mate, you're out of here.
I won't lie. I haven't seen one yet. But this is the thing. We need to. This is where we have to decipher what is fake news. And maybe this is fake. We need to hear from Melbourne if there's a mice plague. Nikki from Bentley. Nikki, hi.
Hello. It's a total plague. I've seen two.
Two? In your house, yep. Nikki?
Two in the house. One in the kids' room, one in my room. And they're taking over for sure.
You'll be right. It's bin day today down in our way, so...
Oh, it is bin day.
Yeah, so I reckon they might take off.
You haven't seen a mouse in your house?
No. It's clean.
I smell a rat.
Ironically.
Leave the singers to us, mate.
Two mice does not maketh a plague, ladies and gentlemen. Like if someone said an army's turned out to our shores, they've got two soldiers. You wouldn't go, okay, we've been taken
retreat,
over.
Retreat! My flag!
You know what? It has been reported that all these mice are in the west. So I've got a good feeling about Ali from Craigieburn. Hi, Ali.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ali. Ali, are we in the midst of a plague of mice?
We definitely are. And look, Fifi, I was the same as you. I saw one and thought it was cute because it squeaked at me. But they are not cute because one bit my finger when I was sleeping. I'm 100% sure it was. No, so I was in bed and it was probably about 10 o'clock, fell asleep. Woke up to some pain on my finger.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Woke up and my cuticle was bleeding. What else could have bitten me and gotten away that quickly?
I knew
I had mice.
Oh, now, so you didn't see it.
What else could have
bitten me? No, we'll drop that volume.
Ali, no, that was genuinely, for all the laughs and the giggles we've had, waking up to a mice on the side of your bed biting you.
No, she didn't see the mice. She could have put her hand on a car battery. She has no idea, and let's just see it. Didn't happen.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Brave student made history when he came out as gay in a speech at school assembly. Rich Bartlett from Melbourne Grammar School, 17, he's proudly stood in front of 800 of his fellow pupils at Melbourne Grammar and publicly revealed his sexuality. It was an emotional reaction. The entire school gave him a standing ovation, lots shedding tears. And we're joined by Rich now. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Rich, firstly, well done. I mean, you're so young, and to have stood in front of that crowd and done something that I think you'd even agree, a lot of young people have trouble not only coming to terms with, but particularly revealing their sexuality. Rich, talk us through what put you in that position? What made you do this?
Well, for me, I always wanted to feel safe at school. In year 9, year 10 and year 11, it was always quite hard to own my sexuality. And I really wanted someone else to stand up and do what I did in year assembly. So when it came to year 12, I decided that I should do it for all the people in the years below, especially the year 9, so they could feel okay at school and feel comfortable with who they were.
Oh, that's great. It is so good, Rich, that you did that, particularly knowing what you'd been through. And it's such a brave step to take. Have you been overwhelmed by the reaction? What have the rest of the boys been like? And you know, your friends, maybe people you didn't know have been coming up to you?
Yeah, I've been so lucky, especially by the reaction at my school. Like the teachers and the students since the assembly have just been overwhelming in their support. They've given so much like love, so many emails, so many just nice texts as well, which has just been great.
Now, Rich, this is interesting because you're a co-vice captain. And is this right? Is your twin brother the school captain?
Yeah, I'm really lucky that I have Nick, my twin brother, as the school captain, who was able to help me along the way, who was also able to run the first football pride match, which we had on Saturday against Brighton Grammar.
Your parents are doing quite well.
How good is that? You guys are like the Clintons. You run everything. This is great.
Mate, the poor other kids. Give them a go.
You're dominating, Rich. What a power
absolutely
play.
Melbourne Grammar too. Just dominating.
That's so good, Rich. Well, Rich, is there any message you'd like to give to any, you know, maybe there's some kids going on the way to school or people out there, even old? I mean, you're only 17, Rich, but there's something you could teach, you know, men and women a lot older than yourself.
My main message is just for all the kids out there, especially the younger ones, that it's okay to be yourself, that you shouldn't hate yourself for your sexuality. And I also just want to make one more message just to the parents out there, just to love and accept your kids for whoever they are and whatever sexuality they have.
Yeah, well done,
good
mate.
Good on you, Rich. Great job, mate.
I'll say this with all confidence. You're the most mature person on these airwaves right now. You have eclipsed all four of us here in the studio.
Easily.
Good on you, mate.
Well
you're
done.
A bloody champion, mate.
Yeah,
well done.
Great work.
Great job, Rich.
Thanks so much, guys.
No worries. Rich Bartlett there, Melbourne Grammar School.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Billboard Music Awards yesterday over there in the States, and lots of things to talk about. The red carpet always goes off. One person, though, stood out, and we need to talk about Cher for a second. Wow. Mm. Cher looked phenomenal. Fev, you are a red-blooded man. You had some opinions that you would like to share with everybody about Cher.
She was banging hot, Dave.
Was she?
Yep. And I was sitting there with Schnooksy watching it, and she came out, and I was like, because I think of Cher, I think, geez, she's really old. because like sure, number she's gone number one songs in 6 decades.
Yeah,
that's 60 years.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking she's at least over 60.
Yeah.
And then she said she was 71. She came out in this like fishnet stocking with a big banger on, boom, with her big afro hair, and she's punching out Turn Back Time. And I was like, oh my god!
And looked like 30.
And looked very young, and her son was in the crowd.
Turn back.
She was amazing.
Look at her attitude. This is her, just even her talking and owning the fact that she's 71.
I've wanted to do what I do since I was 4 years old, and I've been doing it for 53 years. Now, this is not an applause thing. I'm 71 yesterday, and I can do a 5-minute plank, okay? Just saying.
Not only can she do a 5-minute plank, she sung 2 songs, had a quick wardrobe change, yeah, back out there, nailed her songs, doing all the dances. I just kicked the footy in that song break, and I'm stuffed. Like, I am stuffed. Job. 71 years old. Well, well done.
I mean, and, yeah, most of her is 71.
And, well, see, the thing, you'd have to say, because you even said, Fev, what you were amazed by was that even the close-ups of her neck, her décolletage, not a wrinkle.
Not a wrinkle.
Not a line. Now, I think Cher wouldn't mind me saying, I think that she's owned litigious it from time to time. But I think she's owned it. I think she's partial to a bit of cosmetic
Why
enhancement.
Why not? I mean, looks great.
And, oh, I don't
well,
Schnooksy
said she's obviously gets everything lasered, and then you said exactly the same words.
Yeah, lasered. Yeah. It just looks like that her whole
she's perfect
skin. She looked amazing, but you know what? And this is too rarely do we celebrate hot nannas.
What?
And I think, no, because the truth is, in 13, 10, 60, if you've
great
got a hot nana,
good,
call in and celebrate them. No, this is, we often hear this, that women, we get overlooked once we turn 50 or whatever, then, you know, you suddenly wallflowers at parties. No, there are still hot nannas out there. And if you are one, call in and
even
celebrate
better
yourself.
Even better.
No, I'll back this in, because Sophia Loren, that lady has held well.
Oh.
She was hot her entire life.
Is she
I don't
still,
know if she's passed
is she
away
with
I
us?
Have no idea.
I think she might.
No, she's still with us.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely. Well, no, I was going to, do you know what I'm going to say? I also at the Billboards yesterday, awards, I saw Miley Cyrus's family. So there was Billy Ray.
He's looking good.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that hair, and but he does look good. He's held.
Well, no, please don't objectify me.
Can I just say, it was Billy Ray Cyrus. It was his two other daughters, Noah and the other one. Miley wasn't there.
Right.
And then his wife, Tish. Well, Tish was the standout. I thought she looked like
Is Tish your grandmother?
She's got her two well, she could be.
She's
come
close
on. She's
yeah,
close.
No.
She's Miley could easily have had a couple by now,
that's
but
good
she
point
hasn't.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I looked and went Tish as the elder party part of that party.
Yeah, why not?
Clearly smoking the standout.
Great. So are we? So it's not as if you just call and say, I think Helen Mirren's really hot.
No, this is you celebrate your hot nana, and maybe even you go out with them. Maybe you go to clubs, and maybe people
in the clear.
Maybe your nana gets more
like a full of birds
exactly than you do.
She gets pensioners rates on the bourbon and cakes.
13, 10, 60.
That's $8. I got my pensioner card. $3.50.
Give us a call with your hot nana stories.
Your shout, man.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Cher is turning back time. She stole the show at the Billboard Music Awards yesterday. She was up there on stage performing, as you said, Fev, 2 songs. A wardrobe change. She had that massive wig on that would have broken, you know, women 30 years younger than her. But she looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
71. She is one hot nana.
And had the moves. She still had all the moves. She was in sync with everyone.
She's an inspiration.
Like, wow. That is impressive because, I mean, I don't want to name names, but there were certain performers, possibly at R&B Friday, that seemed like they didn't need to go, just have a break on this one. And if you guys just want to do a musical interlude, I need my asthma pump. And she pushed through.
But there's more and more hot nannas. And I love that we're not being defined by age. Priscilla from Dandenong. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Priscilla, do you have a hot nana?
Yeah, she's 70 this year and she still plays 3 games of basketball a week.
Oh,
and she's got the
that
best pins ever.
Best
wow
pins.
Oh, Priscilla, do people, when you go out with her or you're at you know, a lunch, a family do people go, whoa, that's your nana?
Yeah, well, she's actually my mum, but she's got 5 grandchildren, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
people
well
are jealous
her
of her legs.
3 games a week. I'm 37. I play two games a week. Barely. Barely. I'm trying to get out of the one tonight. Like, it's impressive.
6 o'clock. Be there, Dave.
MSAC for those who want to watch Dave. He's very good.
Don't.
MSAC, now, 6 o'clock.
Era from Mount Martha. Hi, Era.
Hi, guys.
How are you? Oh, Era, how old are you?
12.
Oh, well, good on you. Era, are you on your way to school?
Yes.
Great. Where do you go to school?
St. McCartan's.
Oh, fantastic. Will you say hi to everyone, your teacher from us?
Okay.
Now, do you have a hot nana?
Yes, I do.
Tell us all about your hot nana.
She's 64 and still likes to go to the club and dance to Grease.
Oh, goes to the Grease club.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Era, have you ever gone to a club with your nana?
Nope, not yet.
She's 12.
She's 12.
Hey, something has turned boxy. What are you encouraging her to go to?
Like an RSL club, not a nightclub.
No, something, that's not what 50 Cent's rapping about.
Something you might do, Era. I did a little chat earlier on about slime. Are you making slime at home?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Can I have some tips? Because I tried to make some slime with my daughter, Lulu, yesterday, and it turned into like a sponge cake.
Well, you need glue.
Yes.
PVA glue.
Yeah, PVA. Yeah, we had that.
You can either use shaving cream if you want it fluffy. Yeah. I like it fluffy. It's better.
I used a whole can. I might have used too much.
How much shaving cream, Era, do you put in?
Well, it depends if you want it really fluffy. I think you should put a little bit more glue.
Yep.
Than you have of shaving cream.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of activators you can use to make it actually into slime.
Yep.
You can also use lotion if you want it stretchy. But ooh, you can use borax.
Yes.
Ooh. You can put hot water and borax into it and add it slowly to your mixture of glue and shaving cream.
This is amazing.
I told you.
You didn't even know that Era knew anything about slime.
They do. All the kids are doing it, aren't they, Era?
Yes, everyone is. We sell it at my school.
There you go.
You're selling it. I want to make slime today.
It's like Junior MasterChef.
It's unbelievable.
Actually, we should do. We're going to talk to Logan about his 7th birthday party in about 15 minutes' time. Maybe we should have some sort of slime making at his birthday party.
But it's such a reversal of, you know how, like, you know, our parents will say things like, "Oh, back in the day, we had to make our stuff. We couldn't just buy it." I feel like saying to our kids right now, you know, we used to just buy slime because we did, and now they're making it.
I tried to express this at 6:10.
Just how big it is.
It's a plague. Don't worry about it.
We need like
slime.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it is.
So, in summation, lots of slime, hot nans are around.
Thank you, Dave.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Logan's 7th birthday party is all happening next Wednesday. We're so excited about this. Little Logan, you've probably heard his story last year at his 6th birthday party. Nobody turned up. And poor little Logan, we don't want him to go through that again. So this year, we have put in on his birthday party. Margaret Court Arena have put their hand up and said, you can have it here at this venue. It's going to be huge. And what has been a real eye-opener over the last week when we started talking about this and the fact that Logan's a great example of a child in one of our primary schools here in our city, Melbourne, who is being ignored, left out, no friends. And this sense of exclusion that's happening, and it is an extension of bullying, we know that. Yep. When you're a child who doesn't get invited, every other member of the class gets an invitation to a birthday party and one child doesn't, that's passive bullying. And bullying is an area that I know has definitely been a conversation that lots of us have been having for the past few years. There's a spotlight on it, and it is great because it's something we should be stamping out in our primary schools.
Especially with birthday parties is a big one at primary schools because obviously my kids have all been in primary school. And with Lulu, because she didn't want the boys early days, but we'd have to make sure they invited all the girls in her class.
Yep.
Good.
So the invitation's there. If they don't come, they don't come. But every girl got an invitation. And then now Lenny's at the age where some of the boys might be coming. So it's everyone goes.
Yeah, that's good.
So you can't
good.
Sort of segregate any other kid. It's everyone gets an invitation and whoever comes. And you say, you need to have an RSVP by this date so we know so we can cater for it.
Yeah.
So just to make sure you get every kid.
Well, it is. And
it's not fair.
But it is good, Fev, that you as a parent and parents do, that parents making their own children aware of it. And one of the best ways of making kids aware of how destructive bullying is when you have an adult who says they were a bully and they regret it and they feel bad about it. Because I think in the, you know, for whatever reason, bullying happens and there's lots of bullies out there. But we thought 131060, if anyone's listening now and they're prepared to say, they're not proud of it, but they have bullied. And maybe when they were at primary school, high school, they were bullying. And now they can talk us through why, how that made them feel. Why did they do it? How did they turn it around? And any tips they've got for kids who are going through this, either being bullied or being bullies themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit, because I was bullied at school, but then I wasn't a bully, but I have done bullying because it's almost like it's a learned behaviour. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And also you don't see it because when I finished high school, that was when they started to have, like, they would say, all right, bring the kid in, we'll have a discussion together rather than just saying, stop doing it. And then you talk to this kid who's in year nine who only said a couple of things, but then he's like, this is really intimidating me because I was a big kid. And I went, oh yeah, that's really bad. When I just thought it was an offhand comment. Because you're young, you don't know how to handle your emotions. You do stupid things because it was that mentality of, well, I got it done to me, so you can have it now. And then it was only then I went, oh, yeah, that's really crap behaviour.
What you say is what you are, Dave.
Well, I was asking
that's bullying.
Sondra
Jill Johnson, HR.
I was asking Sondra about this yesterday because Sondra, executive producer of our show, she was saying that she was a bully at school and went through a period of bullying. And now, and you are, Son, one of the most generous, caring, loving women that I know. So it is interesting for you to admit that. Now.
Yeah, I'm actually deeply ashamed to say that I did treat people poorly. There was a particular girl that has stayed with me, and you know I'm sure it stayed with her as well. Those years ago, who I humiliated in front of people, and the reason I did it is because I wanted people to think that I was cool and funny. And as Fev said to me yesterday, that's about my insecurities. That's about me being insecure and treating someone poorly to get a laugh from a group of people. And I'm sure I've never forgotten that and the shame I feel. And I'm sure that ruined her year at school, having me treat her horribly. Particular girl. I'm deeply regretful. I don't know if you can track someone down and say sorry.
But I think it's – thank you for sharing it, Son, because I think that is powerful to share these stories and to know that you do live with that regret and that pain. And Son's mentioned that a few times to me over the years. It doesn't leave you. Bullies end up with these scars too. So 131060, if you were a bully and you're prepared to come clean and say, yeah, I'm ashamed of it, but this is the way I behaved, it might – be quite helpful to hear these stories.
Plenty of calls coming through, actually, Fief, so we'll take them after the break.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Little Logan turning 7 next Wednesday. We're having a big party at Margaret Court Arena. And last year at his 6th birthday party, no one turned up. Heartbreaking. And you know, poor little Logan to go through that. And he has spina bifida already, challenging for him and his family. And watching kids be excluded. And it is a passive form of bullying. I mean, we do need to always keep bullying as a conversation to be had with our kids. And not only our kids that are being excluded, even if your child's not, because I think part of you, if you think your child's popular, there is that relief, like, oh, thank goodness, they've got friends. But to make your child who has friends aware of children who don't, I think is so vital.
It's huge.
Because it's people being left out because they're a bit different. Celebrate people's differences. Bring them into your group. And to continue this conversation, I mean, we've spoken to lots of parents and lots of kids who have been bullied, but now we're speaking to people who have been bullies. Liam from Reservoir. Hi, Liam.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Liam. Thanks for calling, Liam, because it's a tough one. We said call in if you're not proud of or you're ashamed of your behaviour. And you've gone off through a period of bullying people.
Yeah. When you guys brought up all this, like this party being held for Logan, it really reminded me of this girl that I bullied in primary school. And one of the girls that had a birthday party invited everyone in the class apart from this person.
Aww. Man.
Yeah.
I know, it's tough, isn't it? See, this is the thing. You look back and you didn't know what was going on when you were a kid, obviously, and what you were doing, but it does stay with you. Liam, how did you bully her?
Well, she had a bit of a limp, and I think she might have been partially deaf because she had hearing aids. And yeah.
See, Liam, no.
That's all right, mate.
We totally understand it. And Liam, you need to cut yourself some slack. And I think be gentle with yourself because you were a child. And this is the thing. Kids don't realise or don't understand how to deal with things that are different sometimes. And that's up to us to educate. So you were just a kid, Liam. You didn't know any better. And now as an adult, you're carrying that with you, which shows that you're a very sensitive, caring human, and you should be proud of yourself because you've come to that realisation.
Yeah, I think it hits a bit closer to home as well because my oldest brother has a disability.
Yes.
So I've kind of seen the bullying that he's copped as well.
See, it happened. Everybody hurts and everybody has a backstory, and I can totally understand that, Liam. When you watch someone in your family bullied, that's heartbreaking.
And kids on their way to school now are going to hear Liam's story and think twice before they do it. I think that's a positive from Liam to give us a call, so we appreciate his call.
Thank you for sharing that, Liam. Brianna in Diamond Creek. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, Brianna. Well, a bit tough when we talk about bullying. It's always people are getting hurt, and you've lived an experience where were you, Brianna, responsible for it?
First off, I just want to bring a strong point across to all the kids that are listening right now, because it is really actually heartbreaking to be bullied, and I've witnessed it after I have been the bully. And obviously, I just want to put a point across and be like, I'm sorry to all the people that I have bullied, just because you don't realise that it doesn't affect. And once you get out of primary school or high school, you're just going to be remembered as a bully. And not actually, as you grow older, no one's going to remember that, oh yeah, you may have grown up and changed. But as a kid, they're just going to think of you as the bully. And when you leave school, it's no point, really.
No.
And when you're talking about Logan's birthday, like I remember I invited everyone in year six to my big birthday party because everyone was going to a different school to where I was. And I didn't invite some people just for the fact of getting a giggle out of my friends thinking, oh, I'm cool. But looking back on it now, I still wish I should have invited them because you still have that grudge on your shoulders.
Of course, Brianna. And I think that's important too. And you know, we really appreciate you and Liam calling. You're carrying that with you, but, you know, you've got to forgive yourself too. We all make mistakes and you learn, and you've learned from your mistakes, Brianna.
Yeah, well done, Brianna. Become a better person when you let that stuff out. And I'm very surprised that no one from St. Francis Xavier Year 9 level was called up because they stuck me in a dumpster when I was in Year 7.
Jeez, mate.
Well, they're all footy heads and I was in Year 7.
Mm.
And to be in the cool group, I had to do initiation tests.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
We had to go through all that sort of stuff because I was only young. And I had to sit in a dumpster for half a day. I had to skip my first two periods of class and had to have the lid down. And I did it and I got in the group, but no one called up. Yeah, that stuck with me. Anyway, that's an out, Byron.
Take a break.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The internet went wild yesterday over Vanessa Hudgens rapping at the Billboard Music Awards. And a lot of people thinking, no, you shouldn't rap. They weren't a big fan of this.
Pull up in a monster automobile gangster with a bad bear that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in that tongue call up Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay, now first things first, I'll eat your brains. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a mother monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's a monster do.
That was all right.
It wasn't bad. Exactly. I don't know what the uproar is. I mean, clearly if people aren't happy with that, they certainly haven't heard Byron trying to rap.
Oh, come
on. Who could ever forget when he was trying to impersonate the Hilltop Hoods?
Oh, do I have to press
the button? You have to press the button.
It's insulting.
Now watch as Byron comes in at second place. Woo!
It's your B-boy Byron. It's your B-boy Byron. Listen to me. You'll feel real bloated if you listen to Fee. My frittata was featured in Men's Fitness. And by the way, Fee, it doesn't require citrus. Who puts lemon zest in frittata? That's really messed up.
Now, just after coming out of a segment about bullying, Byron, that was really good.
I don't like to victim blame in these circumstances, but you're really leading with your chin. Like, I am trying not to bully now.
It was a tribute to MC Suffer. That's his rapping style.
Mate, we were all suffering.
No, it was a tribute to Maury Fields.
From the great Aussie joke. The old bloke.
That was horrific.
He died about 20 years ago.
Did the Simpsons know that you're taking the copyright off Grandpa Simpson?
Okay. You've all had your fun.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, guys, we always know we live in a world where if any trend comes along, everyone's trying to make some coin off it. And this is a 100% legitimate story that now you can buy for your GPS, for your car, the voice of Trump to tell you how to get around.
You actually right, can awesome. Buy it?
Yeah, it's full legit. It came out on the weekend. And, well, what a coinkydink. I got to try it out this morning.
No way!
Yeah, on the way to work. It's very good.
All right, I will turn on the GPS.
So, where to, loser?
Strong start. Could I get directions to Fox FM?
Sure. How are we getting there? Private jet, Air Force One, motorcade?
Nope. No. Just in my car.
Okay. So, what do you drive?
This is a hatchback.
Cool. And what does your husband drive, lady? The jokes are free.
Man, I'm already regretting buying this.
Now you're sounding like the Russians. You buy Trump, you get Trump, okay?
Stupid waste of money.
So, is it just us guys? Over some locker room talk? You grabbed anyone on the lately?
No, why would anyone do that? Wait, do you know I've taken that ride back there? Like, works down that way.
No, keep going straight. Don't change course. I know what I'm doing. I'm a very good GPS. Believe me, I'm the best GPS going around.
There's a turnoff I know I needed to take.
I don't think so.
Oh, great. I've hit a dead end. Good. Yeah,
you should have turned back there.
No, that's not what you said.
Fake news! Fake news! Fake news!
Oh, you've done the opposite of help.
In times of trouble, do what I do. Send out a tweet telling everyone they did a bad job, and then called Putin to say it's all going to plan.
I'm really regretting getting you involved.
Are we talking about the GPS or the presidency?
Good.
Fifi, bud. Dave, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
Yes, that's the name of the show. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. A team game. Right here on 101.9 The Fox.
I know why you're saying that, Byron, because I missed this yesterday. I was out busy doing work.
Oh, Kalang.
But Fev.
What sort of work were you doing?
I was doing a good shop downstairs at the Coles.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. See, you feel like an idiot now, don't you, Fev?
I was making a beef casserole, actually. Anyway, work.
Gold star for you.
No, parenting and housework is work. Anyway, you, Fev, were appearing on the Today Extra show, which, see, I still call it Mornings with Sonia and Dave, David Campbell, of course. But you were appearing and having a chat with Sonia and David. Yes. And Byron has taken issue with this.
Well, it's just interesting, Fief. I mean, Fev is on the screen there doing this across to Channel 9, and he's got all the signage behind his massive head.
Mm.
And his head is so big, but I think he's positioned himself in a way that he's not only covered up the sign that said Fox, which would actually give us all a bit of a promo, he's deliberately just covered my face.
Well,
so you can see the other three of you on this screen, and you can't. It's like the solar eclipse. His head has just gone across and eclipsed my face.
Brian, in his defence, he had a 7-minute interview, and if he's to say the full name of the show, that takes up the 7 minutes.
And you've got to thank me, guys, because it's the best marketing we've had all year.
That's a good
point.
Because
no one else even knows who we are.
Can't argue with
we
that.
We aren't anywhere in Melbourne.
Anyway, it's on my Insta story, Byron Cook with on the end. Get across it.
So the big cue for you, mate. Was it intentional? Did you block out, Fev? Did you block his little head out?
But, Byron, you said there was more to this.
Was
it bad enough that that's how it looked.
Yeah. No.
You said to me, Fee, you won't be happy with this.
You won't.
So what has he done?
Well, in fairness, he was talking about an issue very personal to him, and that's you know, more than fair. But could you not whisper it like that?
Why did you act like you're a poltergeist?
You're a bully box.
Don't bully.
No, why was it? Because anyway. Everyone in their cars going, what was he talking about?
And it was
I was
very
talking
serious.
About the punt that we spoke about last week.
But listen very closely in what is otherwise a very important moment for Fev, and we don't begrudge him the moment. Listen to how he branded this radio show, this team radio show, the four of us. Here we go.
It becomes very easy to get very addicted. And I spoke about on my radio show on Fox FM, in the mornings down here in Melbourne that...
I mean, your show. You started as a guest on this show. Now it's just your show.
You started as nothing and now you're not even on the show. Where are you?
Well, I'm behind your head.
Yeah,
no, I'll defend him. That's just what you're saying, no, you don't actually.
We're out of here.
What a team player.
Fev and the others.
Oh, wow.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up was free from import duty and GST. And so is the range of imported goods like perfume and alcohol available when you shop duty-free at Melbourne Airport.